And then you got a supervisor. You said now they've got the county all on one payroll.
After you, they brought in gravel, you say, from, did they pour any of the gravel around?
Yes, it's down here. They still get their own gravel. Got their own gravel.
And then after the gravel, what did they put on?
Well, just put gravel then and grade it ever so often.
Then after, how did they improve the gravel? What was the next?
Well, they got the blacktop in them.
They did.
Here.
Did they ever use much concrete or?
Not, well, this road you come in here, it was concrete at one time.
It was.
I guess it is down here now. No, they put black top on that, on top of that gravel, that concrete, I believe. Now they have a great big tax that they spend on the roads.
That's big business.
We can't stay out of our cars long enough we have to, can't afford to put them up now.
No, that's right. You mentioned some mud that they had to cope with when they were cutting trees. Did you have any experiences with getting stuck either with your wagon or with your car in the mud?
Yes, it stuck up.
What kind of mud was that, or what did you call it?
I don't know. It's well, it's river bottom. It overflows Mississippi River bottom, and it's awful tough. It's hard, mean, pulls heavy, breaking it up. And they speak about buckshot. And,
is that buckshot? And,
no, that's not buckshot. Part of his sand blows in it, and of course they're not no trouble to manage. But we have buckshotty land here, white land.
Is that now those cornfields I passed? It was pretty light colored ground. Is that buckshot?
No, not necessarily.
Is that right?
White land. It's not supposed to be the best land. That white land. But since we use so much fertilizer, it seems to me like this white land respond to fertilizer better than black land.
What is buckshot land then? Is that
well, it's a, you see a stream going down and wash out a gully, and then the little rusted looking pebbles.
I see.
They're what they call buckshot.
What's gumbo?